You're tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. We're online as well at WQCS.org. I'm Jill Roberts.
You can't fix a problem unless you know it's broken, and that's why we wanted to come here.
State Attorney General Pam Bondi visited the Treasure Coast Wednesday to meet with law enforcement officials to learn about the challenges facing our area. She touted new wiretapping abilities just passed by the legislature, which allowed officials in St. Petersburg to apprehend human traffickers this week. In our area, however, the largest issue is human smuggling, according to Chief Ted Gonzalez, Public Safety Director at Jupiter Island.
Our aspect for human smuggling is what's coming from the Bahamas. So we're working very diligently with the United States Customs, CBP, Customs Border Protection, as well as all the agencies here to continue to communicate and deal with the issues we have coming from the Bahamas.
Attorney General Bondi says while she sympathizes with those seeking a better life, it's still important to be vigilant about those reaching our shores illegally.
You have to know why someone's coming to our country illegally. And again, these could be more than just children and families trying to escape Cuba and other environments. We have to be diligent, as all these law enforcement officers are. If someone's coming into our country illegally, they need to know why. And unfortunately, many people come into our country also to commit crimes.
Bondi was also enthusiastic about a new bill which allows those participating in organized retail theft to be charged with racketeering.
It's not your old grand theft anymore. It's people who are going in, they're organized rings, they're going into stores. One person will pose, they're coming in business suits. One person will distract the loss prevention officer. One person will, you know, block the camera. And they're taking tens of thousands of dollars worth of items. And this is a gateway crime, too, which means they're using it to fund either gang activity or illegal drugs.
But the hot button issue for Bondi during the discussion was synthetic drugs. They're often sold at convenience stores or gas stations and go by such names as Scooby-Doo or cotton candy.
We talked a long time about that, about how we're trying to outlaw these compounds. These are creative chemists, mainly from Asia, who are making this junk. And it started really, I think, in Louisiana, and it got outlawed there. Then it came to the panhandle. And 3 years ago, I can tell you, there was no problem down here with synthetics. And now there's a tremendous problem.
And despite their innocuous names and packaging, which often includes cartoonish characters, which wouldn't necessarily alarm parents, Bondi says the synthetic drugs are dangerous.
I could tell you countless stories of kids going into violent, violent seizures, kids becoming extremely violent with their parents. On video, adults who have actually bitten a radio out of a patrol car, it gives you such incredible strength.
Bondi says more information about synthetic drugs is available on the website myfloridalegal.com. We'll have a link on our website, WQCS.org. For 88.9 FM, I'm Jill Roberts.